What's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pod Podcast. This is yours, DDA, aka 509 Reasons, and we're back in this thing, man. Tis the season to be jolly. Well, it's not even that time of the year, for real. It's Thanksgiving first, then Christmas. My bad. Going into Target, you know what I mean? You kind of forget about Thanksgiving and all that. You start seeing Christmas stuff, and you just kind of start skipping holidays, and next thing you know, it's 2025 already. So the next holiday we got coming up is Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, dry ass turkeys everywhere. Most importantly, this is the time of the year where people are able to come together to celebrate the holiday, not necessarily celebrating how the holiday came about, because, you know, we can get deep into that, but this is not that type of episode. This particular episode, we're talking about being thankful for the things that we have. For the most part, people are collectively off at the same time, which means people get to come together. You got people traveling from afar, people who don't see others on a regular basis. We all get to come together to enjoy a good meal, good drink, some laughs, maybe cry a little bit, play some games and argue about, you know, who's cheating on Uno or the dominoes. You already know what's going on with that, especially if you're Caribbean, but you know the vibes, man. In this particular situation, we don't want to be having to deal with any type of arguments and things of that sort. Also, in this particular time of the year, we don't need you experimenting with our taste palates. I mean, the one thing we could say we're so appreciative about social media, Instagram, YouTube, and that, you know, you could learn new things. And those new things, you could kind of implement those things in your life. But you learning how to cook the week before Thanksgiving is a no-no. Please spare us. Do us a favor. Do yourself a favor. We don't need that at the table. For those who are new to cooking or new to a recipe, we appreciate you for learning. But now is not the time. Go get you a bottle. Go get you a pie from Whole Foods or something. Bring that to their festivities. You learning something you just seen on social media, this thing you just learned from IG. I think we could mess us with that. Do us a favor. I don't feel like throwing away food on this day. We just prayed over the food. I don't want to put it in the trash. I just told you how we're fortunate to be having the things that we have. There are people who wish to be in our position. With that being said, even though I just prayed over this food, I will throw it away. And I don't want to do that, because now I'm going to feel bad. Not necessarily for you, but the fact that I prayed to God saying, I'm so happy for this food, and now I got this food in the trash. Now, am I really thankful for that? I'm not trying to find out if I did something bad, and if I did something bad by God. Do us a favor. Go get you a plate, go to catering or something, pass it off for yours, and don't be experimenting with us. Your time for experimenting was in July, August, maybe September, to kind of perfect your ways around, you know, this particular dish or the ways of cooking, you know, spices and amounts of, you know, salt you need to put in things. You doing this on the Thanksgiving table is a no-no. You are not Jesus. You don't just put a finger in it and, oh, this food turns into gold. That's not how this works. Don't play with us. Don't play with us. I'm not in the mood to fill up this paper plate. Start eating to get to your part, and it's like, Now I feel bad. And I got to throw the plate in the trash upside down because you wanted to, you know, feel like you're contributing. It's cool. Please do contribute. Get you a bottle. Go get you a joint from Whole Foods, whatever, a pie or something. If you need, Cash App somebody, whoever's cooking, be like, hey sis, hey cuz, bro, you want me to send you some money? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you bought this food for us to all enjoy. The least I could do is contribute by, you know, sending a couple of dollars. Be a good citizen. Be a good family member. Send that money. And miss that plate. We don't want it. We don't need it at the table. Spare us, spare you. We don't want to have to talk behind your back. Be like, damn. You know, Jerry May, she had brought that mac and cheese dish, and I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. It was just something about how doggone it just wasn't cooked all the way. And I could tell it's so watery. Yeah, let's not. And then let's not waste the food, man. We're not blessed to have this food only for you to mess it up and for us to have to throw it in the trash. We don't want to mess. Let's not. Leave it to the pros. Send some money. Bring a bottle. Do something like that, man. You're good. We appreciate you, though. No experimenting. Or we're going to have to gobble squabble. It's supposed to be a good time. Also, we just came from a very divisive time of the year, especially here in America, the elections. The elections is done, it's over with. That is now in the past. Whatever we got to deal with in the future, we're going to deal with that after the fact. All these little debates that we were having on Instagram, in the comments, and in Facebook, let's go ahead and avoid that. The Thanksgiving gathering, it's not going to do nothing for you. It's not going to do nothing for them. All you're going to do is ruin everybody's time. We're supposed to be just chilling and just grilling it up. We're just having a good time laughing and all that good stuff. Don't be selfish. Use your inside voice. And when I say your inside voice, I mean your inside voice. Like, keep it inside of you. No diddy. We don't need you to, you know, verbally talk about, you know, your gripes about what happened and who voted for who and such. We don't care. In this particular season, this type of the year, we don't care. Not today, we don't care. When you say what you bring to the table, it's not beef. The beef, the only beef we want in this particular place is on the plate. Whatever beef you got with other people, keep it to yourself. And if you feel like you can't keep it to yourself, stay away. I'm not saying you gotta stay away from the whole event. Stay away from that particular person. If you feel like you're one of those types, stay away. Do not be selfish. Because at this point, you're just making it about you. You know that everybody's coming together to have a good old time. Now we got to worry about, you know, picking sides and making this a bigger debate that it needs to be. And no one was actually looking for it, but here you go. You brought it up. Stay away. We just trying to have arguments about, why are you playing this hand of Uno? Or I thought you had this many, you know, spades or whatever the case may be. You see, I don't know spades, you know what I'm talking. But anyways, you get the idea. This is the time of the year. Just be thankful for the things that we have. We have electricity, you have the phone, internet, running water. Likely gonna have something good to eat. Let's be thankful about these things. Let's just be mindful about the things that are in front of us. There are people who are daily praying to be in the position that we're in right now. And of course, we may want more out of life, more things, you know. Those are things that you can work on. But in the meanwhile, in the present, enjoy your present. Enjoy the gift that you have. The family that you have, the friends that you have, those who support you. Anyways, man, like I said, we're just gonna keep it light and easy on this one, man. Just have fun. No gobble squabble, just gobble gobble. You know what I'm saying? Let's enjoy each other's time and appreciate you as always. Anyways, Stirring the Pot Talks on Instagram, right? STP Talks on Facebook. And I'm out of here, man. Peace in.